My name is Alejandro Bernal. I work for Zoetis as Head of Corporate Strategy, Business and Commercial Development. I've been with Zoetis for 15 years now.
Alejandro Bernal, thank you very much indeed for talking to the Cambridge Service Alliance Industry Day Conference, Creating Value Through Customer Services. Can you just give us a little synopsis of your presentation and why you decided to look at innovating services for the world today that depends on animals?
So I'll start by saying that the world definitely depends on animals, because we depend on those animals that produce the food, and also companion animals are every day a more important member of the family. We decided to start thinking and developing services, digital services for our customers, as a result of our commitment on creating the best possible experience in helping them succeed in doing what they do. So what do I mean by that? Our primary customers are veterinarians, and what they do is they see patients and they need to make decisions about those patients in terms of what medicines to prescribe. And our goal has always been to help them make the right decisions and support them in the use of the medicines that we discover and develop. We have identified an increasing need and demand for the kind of digital tools that can help them make better decisions. For example, things that through data we can collect, we can help veterinarians detect disease earlier, therefore treat animals at an earlier stage of the disease in a more effective way. And through that, yes, indeed, we're going to help pets have a healthier, longer life, but also in the livestock, in the farm animals, we can stop disease spreading through large populations at a much earlier stage.
You said by focusing on animal health and this technology, the Internet of Things, you can help feed the world, solve some of the problems created by population growth. Can you tell us a little bit more about those claims?
Absolutely. So what happens in the world is there's a significant increase in the demand for protein coming from animals. And as population grows and middle class emerges, that is a speed of growth that is faster than the growth that exists in the number of animals that are produced. So if you think about it and you realize the fact that there are limited natural resources, the only answer to that equation should be that we have healthier animals, that by being healthier, they can be more productive in growing faster, in producing more protein, and in being more sustainable also with the environment. So that's where we believe that we can contribute, by providing veterinarians the tools that will help them be more effective in treating those animals or preventing disease. Healthier animals will be better in supplying that demand for protein in the world.
Because your presentation was divided into looking at livestock health, as you said, farming health of animals, pet health, you mentioned your own dog, Chloe, and also the medicines, the vaccines, the diagnostic tools, the tests, the services you can deliver. But you focused on helping customers meet their business plan needs. It's customer focused what you're doing at Zoetis.
Absolutely right. And I'm glad you captured that, because that is what's behind all of our efforts, is that it is our direct customers, whether it is veterinarians or large farms in different parts of the world. Their responsibility is, if we talk about farm animals, is to run those operations in the most effective and efficient way, in a way that is sustainable, and in a way that enables them to produce that food at an affordable cost. And healthy animals is a requirement in order to do that. So yes, indeed, we want to give our customers the tools in order to do that better by having services that enable them to detect disease earlier, giving them access to digital solutions that help them record, for example, treatments, identify response to treatments in many different ways, and through all of that, then at the end of the day, generating a greater degree of health in the system.
And you call the systems ecosystems. They're innovative partnerships, expanding the animal health ecosystems. That's been important to you as well, isn't it? Working and partnering with others.
Yes, the demand for food is something that is also evolving in terms of the different stakeholders that are interested in the type of food that is distributed. Consumers are becoming every day, for example, more involved in understanding where their food comes from, how it was produced, and how it was stored, and of course, you know, how it ends up being prepared for consumption. So there's an element of traceability and there's an element of food safety involved in all those needs from consumers. We believe that with the digital solutions that we are developing, together with our close partnership with many stakeholders in the chain, it will help increase that level of traceability and the level of awareness, the level of quality of food that ultimately translates in consumers being more and more confident that they have the type of food that they are expecting to buy in the supermarket.
And then, of course, it's global. You can trace where perhaps an individual animal, not just a herd, has come from. And you talked about working with an organisation called ProHealth. As consumers become more knowledgeable, more demanding of knowing where their food has come from, you can tell them more about the source of the food they're putting on their table.
So you mentioned ProHealth. That's an important component of the presentation that I had today. And it's one that talks about the need for collaboration in order to improve the system, everything that I've described so far. So ProHealth is a consortium, a very large consortium in Europe with 22 partners from academic institutions to private companies like us in 11 countries in Europe that are focused on understanding what are the drivers and the ways to prevent and reduce the impact of disease in the production of swine or pork and poultry. Now, we are convinced that by participating in those kind of consortia, we're contributing to solving very important elements of that need that the population has for greater food and best and good quality food.
Now, based on the SOATA's model, you came to some conclusions, or what you called food for thought. So if we look at this, you said stay strong to your core competencies. Remember, your journey began with your customers. Bring your company with you. Don't innovate alone. And through adding value, you help your customers to create greater value too. That last one, that you're helping your customers to create greater value, that must be of importance to you.
It is at the core of why we are doing what we do. We are committed to having a very close communication with our customers. Because of our scale and the relationship that we have with our customers, our number one objective is to understand their needs and find out how we can help them do what they do, how we can help them grow their businesses or help them make better decisions so that the businesses of their customers grow. And by doing that, we do believe that the behind all that, at the origin of all that, is our commitment to ensuring that through the use of our medicines, our direct support, and our services, our customers can produce more quality food in a more efficient way because they are raising healthier animals, because in the companion animal segment, they are also enjoying healthier pets for longer periods, and ultimately, by detecting diseases sooner and treating diseases effectively, we're also contributing to animal welfare.
And that really does have big goals and benefits for society wherever you're living in the world. The population growth, the feeding the world. There can't be anything more important, really.
Well, we clearly are committed to it. We're very passionate about it. And that's where we spend our efforts and our investments in continuing to discover and develop medicines that will support animal health in livestock and in companion animals. And through our field force and our relationship with our customers, continuously understand how to make that a journey where every day animals will have access to the best medicines and we will support our customers in delivering those medicines to them.
And it's not just a passionate journey, it's an exciting one. It's very much of now and the moment and capturing the spirit of the times, what technology can achieve.
Yes, the increased speed of development of technology is something that as a company we are realizing now, or we have been realizing for the last few years, that is a very important component that needs to be included in the overall offer that we make our customers, because it complements extremely well the value that we bring to them through the medicines that we develop to prevent and treat disease.
Including Chloe, your own dog.
Including Chloe, absolutely.
Well, Alejandro, thank you very much indeed for talking to the Cambridge Service Alliance Industry Day Conference, Creating Value Through Customer Services. And thank you for taking us on Zoetis' exciting journey.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to take part today in the event and speaking with you as well.